This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Talk Live. We are here and we'll talk to you about whatever you want to discuss. You can join us. We'll give you the toll-free number and our Skype here in a little bit, although the Skype right now is busy with a special guest that I want to bring on. We actually have two kind of special guests here simultaneously, unexpectedly as well. Bo Davis just walked into the studio here. You may know Bo as the editor of Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree and the 101 Reasons film, two of the best documentary films to come out of New Hampshire. I don't know if there are that many others that have come out of New Hampshire. There's probably some documentaries about the history of New Hampshire and things like that. But as far as
I wouldn't go as far as to say best of New Hampshire. There's lots of talent I see actually coming out of the state, even aside.
I think you've got Ken Burns beaten. I know he lives.
I don't know about that.
Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. Of course, you can go to victimlesscrimespree.com, and for 101 Reasons Film, go to 101reasonsfilm.com. They're both great. Kind of looks into the liberty activist movement. We of course have talked a lot on Free Talk Live about the reason we're here. The three of us in the studio are here for the Free State Project, the idea of moving liberty-minded folks to the same physical location, and the 101 Reasons film gives you 101 reasons why that's a really good idea. So I highly recommend you take a look at that. Although, Bo, that's not the reason you came in today. You wanted to talk about sort of the next step beyond cop block. And so I want to put that topic off for a moment because we also have Brian Sumner on the line with us on Skype. Brian, are you there? Do we have Brian Sumner? You know what? Maybe my sound card has gone bad. I will take a look at that. But we're going to talk to Brian about why he's out of jail. The last update on his case.
And the last I heard, he and a demo were in the Noblesville, Indiana County Jail, sitting there waiting intentionally. They had gone back to Noblesville to chalk the sidewalks again, and then when the cops didn't come out after they were getting their sidewalks chalked the second time, they then called 911.
Well, apparently that didn't happen. That was what we had reported previously, but apparently they did not call 911. I don't know if anyone did call 911, but at some point, it did take 20 minutes, and the cops finally did come out.
It's a chalk emergency!
They arrested them, so they've now chalked the Noblesville Police Department twice. They've been charged for the first chalking. They have not been charged for the second chalking at this point. And the idea was that they were going to sit in jail and kind of stare down the state, basically. The idea was that essentially that it was going to cost the state money to keep them in jail, and that they had a shoddy case, so they might drop the charges, I think. And I think we might be able to get TJ on the line from Missouri if he's with us. Is TJ there?
No, hey! How you doing, Ian? Aloha.
TJ, calling from Hawaii, actually, tonight. I forgot, you're not in Missouri tonight at all. Aloha to you. I know that you are kind of like, you're sort of a legal expert, not necessarily an attorney, but darn close. And you've been talking with Brian and Damo about sort of the legal strategy here. And since Brian's not responding, he's on this call. I am not hearing him, so I'm guessing that's some sort of.
If you want to get his first hand story, you can always cancel me and put him through if that'll work for you. If you want me to give you an update on the case, I can do that too.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's here on the line, so I'm not sure why we're not hearing him. But anyway, let's just talk a little bit about what the strategy was, because I know that you were involved in crafting it. For Adamo and Brian. They were turning themselves in Noblesville, Indiana, on these chalking charges, so-called criminal mischief. Why did you suggest that they do that? Because they went along with your suggestion.
Yes. Well, there were several things. First of all, I said that, you know, they said they wanted to go continue their MAC tour. And I said, well, anytime you get pulled over in every state, they're going to run a 1028J2 on your license, which is a once warrants query, and it's going to come back.
TJ.
Oh, we're hearing him now. Hello, Brian.
TJ, man, I dropped out. Something was up with my mic or something was up with something.
All right, well, we are on the air right now, Brian. So let's let TJ just kind of explain the circumstances here.
Unless you want to go. I'm always willing because it's, you know, Brian was the one who was actually in jail, so I'm always willing to give him first shot at explaining things.
Well,
you want to go first, Brian?
Quick recap. I heard you talking about 1028 J's every time we get pulled over.
Oh. Yes, okay, so 1028J2, that's when the officer goes back to his cruiser and he looks for any wants or warrants out for your arrest, and when an officer discovers there's a warrant out for your arrest, they're required by law to take you into custody to see if you're going to be extradited. And that's what happened to Ademo in Johnson County, Kansas, on the 17th of October. He bonded out, and then, of course, yeah. And so I just told you guys flat out that, you know, if you want this to not to, this would be a very bad idea to continue on with your MAC tour because you're going to be arrested in every county, and every county that you're arrested in, they're going to impound your vehicle if they arrest both of you, and you'll have to pay $500 to get your vehicle released from impound.
That's going to get expensive.
And that can get real fast. And so I offer to say, look, guys, the best way to solve this, call their bluff. It's $60 a day to keep you incarcerated there in Johnson County. Go there and say, nope. And to help sweeten the deal, I offered both of them $20 a day to sit in jail as professional inmates. And I said, you know, if you get 180 days in jail, you know, that's over $3,000 each. So I put $200 to show I was serious. I gave each of them $200 and said, if you want out at any time, just give me a call and I'll come post the full $2,000 as bond so you don't have to waste 10% on a bail bondsman. Because that's the other thing. Like when Ademo got bailed out, he paid $800 to satisfy the fugitive warrant in Kansas. Well, he doesn't get that money back. So even if he wins his case, he still loses the $800.
Right.
And that's why I didn't want the posting bond, is because that's just free money for the bail bond industry. And the second thing it does is, you know, if you bond out, it shows the cops they don't have to pay for your incarceration anymore. And especially if you have to hire your own defense attorney, they don't have to pay for your defense. So it's heads, the prosecution wins, tails, the defendant loses. And the only way you can win in the guerrilla war is not lose. And so I said, look, the best way is stay in jail. And, I mean, it's not fun, but sit there for 30 days, 60 days, 90 days. And then eventually they're either going to drop the charges or they're going to offer you a plea deal of some kind. And you can say, I'm not going to take it. And they're going to basically fold because they can't keep incarcerating 30 people who show up to talk the department.
Well, Brian, didn't they already offer you a plea deal while you were in jail?
They gave me a plea deal, a terrible plea deal.
What was it?
It was 180 days in jail.
Whoa.
They were willing to suspend 120 of them.
Okay, so 60.
Okay, but still 60 days for chalk. And then they wanted to pay $183 in court fines.
So you turned that down.
Plus $200 in restitution. So I didn't even, like, when it came to me, I didn't even make, like, a response.
Mm-hmm.
I just, like, I read it, I laughed. I read it, I laughed. I had a CD. They gave me a CD that had a, like, surveillance from the police department and all the photos the police took on it. And I put a request in to view it, and I saw it. And I laughed because I was like, man, you guys are really serious about this, aren't you? And a couple of days later, after they didn't get a response from me, I get moved out of my cell, and I'm thrown into a tiny little two-man cell that's occupied already by two men.
Yeah, Ademo called me last night. Ademo, by the way, for our listeners, is the founder of CopBlock.org. He called me from the jail last night, and he says that the cell block that he's in is currently 80% of the cells have three men in them, and they are designed for two, meaning that there's a bunk bed, and then there's a mattress on the floor. So basically, there's no room to move around.
So something suspicious study, and the jail is designed to hold 300 people, and the last time I checked, there were 288 inmates, so they should have 12 open free bunks. So
he told me there were just under 300 inmates, and that it was he told me there were over 300 inmates, and it was designed for less than 300, but, you know, you've been outside, so you certainly have been able to do more research. But there's also another concern about this jail that Ademo informed me about, and that is that they are not allowing books into the jail, allegedly.
Yes.
And
well, you know, there's book learning. There's ain't nothing good about that book learning.
Well, you know, there's actually a great organization called Prison Legal News that will send books and newspapers to jail. We actually have a copy of it here in our studio. Prison Legal News is a great little organization. It gives prisoners something to read, and it's informative, and it's about prison-related issues and things like that. And jails are notorious for refusing to allow Prison Legal News and other books into their facilities, some jails. And so so what happens is Prison Legal News will sue those jails that do not allow their information into their jails, and they win every single time. And so Prison Legal News is currently sending things this week to Ademo to see if the jail will allow them through or not. Brian, can you stick with us? I want to talk about why you're out of jail. You've got time, right?
I got a few minutes.
All right, Brian Sumner's with us from CopBlock.org and the MAC Tour, the Mobile Accountability for Cops Tour. This is Free Talk Live.
My golden retriever, Sundance, is a lot more playful now. She has more pep and energy than I've seen in years.
Tons of energy. Petey is having fun again. He's got a shiny coat and a good, healthy weight.
Molly's been having 4 scoops a day. She pushes her little bowl all the way across the room, emptying every last single crumb. She has slimmed down and gotten this puppy look.
She's got life. She's got energy. She's got stuff to give.
We get asked all the time when we're at shows, how do you get your dog so healthy and shiny and glossy?
DinoVite.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Family will be on Dynavite for the rest of his life.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. If it's working, don't quit.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DinoVite.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingwealth.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
In recent years, we have witnessed the most catastrophic disasters in history. Earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes, typhoons, and more. Legacy Premium Food Storage will prepare you. Our great-tasting, non-GMO quality food products have a 25-year shelf life, are the most affordable on the market, and are American-made. They're perfect for hiking, camping, and road trips, too. Be prepared with the best. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. That's SurvivalFoodAlliance.com.
Leave it alone. It'll come back around. Does that sound familiar? Most financial professionals are telling their clients that very thing. Don't panic. The stock market goes up. The stock market goes down. The real question you should be asking your financial professional is, do I have an exit strategy so I don't see a repeat of 2008? Look, friends, right now there are rumors circulating by many economists and self-proclaimed financial gurus that something significant could happen in September. I feel it's incumbent to warn you and help you at the same time. My friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute have a free report on how you can have an exit strategy. It's called How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your Savings, Retirement, 401ks, IRAs, and Income. Don't hesitate. Don't wait for another 2008. Call right now, 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929 for that free report, How to Survive an Upcoming Economic Collapse.
My name's Clyde, age 59, now reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking Heart and Body Extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Of course, you can join us here. We'll give you the toll-free numbers, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We also have Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Now, if you are calling into the show and you don't have a comment specifically on the cop block Mac tour, the arrest of Ademo and Brian, the jailing of those two gentlemen for chalking, which should be, in my opinion, protected free speech, but there is a war on chalk going on in this country, and it sounds ridiculous, but that's actually what's happening. There have been multiple people, not just activists. I remember this, there was a story about a lady, I don't know if it was North Carolina, somewhere down in the southeast. She was arrested with her daughter for chalking on rocks at, like, a beach area.
It's the first instance that I've heard of a child's chalking being at issue. There may be others out there, but...
Well, there was a proposal by a city councilor here in Keene to ban chalking, all chalking from the downtown area. It didn't go through.
To my mind, that is far better than what they currently do. What they do now is they ignore the chalking by the children, and they'd certainly ignore the chalking by pro-police groups out there saying, yay to our heroes in blue and that sort of thing. They go after people who chalk...
objective messages.
Yeah, right, messages that object to the way they do their job. Yeah. And that is an equal protection under law issue.
Well, to be clear, I don't think anyone's been arrested for chalking in Keene, New Hampshire, but Manchester has absolutely arrested the Chalking Eight a few years ago. So we'll continue the discussion with CopBlock's Brian Sumner and TJ Freeman on the line with us here. But first, I also want to let you know how to get Free Talk Live t-shirts. Just go to gear.freetalklive.com. And there was a pre-order phase, Mark. Have you checked with Gear to see what's going on now that the pre-order phase has passed?
They'll be doing the shirt stuff this week, I would imagine. I have not.
Okay, but what about people who didn't make the pre-order phase? Do we know about that?
Everything's fine.
Okay, gear.freetalklive.com. We got Free Talk Live t-shirts available.
I didn't need to check on that. I already knew about that.
Okay, good to know. Because the last time I was there on the site yesterday, it still mentioned the pre-order phase, even though the date had passed. So
gotcha.
Just wondering if there was an update on that. Anyway, gear.freetalklive.com. They, I'm sure, will be able to help you out there to get Free Talk Live shirts. So anyway, Brian Sumner and TJ Freeman back with us here. Brian, you bailed out of jail. And TJ, you mentioned on the air that you were actually paying them $20 a day. And I think that's the first time that information has gone public. Is that right?
Yeah, since they're getting out of jail, I figured, well, now we can let the cat out of the bag. I didn't want to tell them because I wanted to see the prosecutor. I mean, you have to understand, the prosecutor is like a giant a bully. I mean, that's no other way to describe him. I mean, and when they smell fear or when they detect that you're not afraid of them, they decide to throw in the towel and say, well, if we're not punishing these people, then it's no fun anymore. So if they knew that they were getting paid to sit in jail, they would probably release them and dismiss the charges if they knew the strategy was to drain the resources of the county. I mean, that was going to be the strategy, is every day they sit in jail, the city of the county of Hamilton County would have to spend $60 a day to incarcerate them, plus pay for their public defender, plus they might actually be found not guilty, plus even if they were found guilty, Brian and Ademo aren't going to pay the fine. So if they get threatened with jail again, it's like, you know, what do you do with a defendant who, Your Honor, we promised you if we are released from prison today, we are going to go right back out and chunk in front of the courthouse. And, you know, you can't punish those people because they're you know, anything you can do to spank them, the more you spank them, the more they laugh and smile. And they're like going, gosh darn it, how come these people won't, you know, do what we say? They're laughing in our faces. And that was the strategy. I said, and it's going to be hard, but you got to let these people realize that if you want them to terrorize you more, let them know they're terrorizing you, and then they'll really double down. And so my big fear right now is that the Noblesville Police Department, they can go out and arrest them again for the chalking they did on the 26th. And I would be surprised if they didn't arrest them for that, because now they know it's like, look, every time we arrest them, we can get $200 of bail bond money out of them. We can force them to come back again and again, and we can always threaten to revoke their bail. And, you know, that's why I was a little hesitant. Like, you know, it really isn't a good idea to bail out of jail, because now you got to be on your best behavior until this case is resolved.
You are going to be on bail conditions. And Mark, go ahead.
Yeah, TJ, I have one question here, and you're saying it costs them $60 a day to incarcerate these guys, and that would be $120 a day for the two of them. Where are you getting that number?
That's an average. So it goes anywhere. Like, well, in Missouri, I know it's $40 a day, and then, you know, some cities like New York City, Rikers Island can be like $100 a day, but I was using that as a rough figure. I haven't looked at the Hamilton County budget, but it's $40 a day. Either way, I'm just looking at, you know, from a guerrilla warfare standpoint, if I spend a dollar to Demo and O'Brien to, you know, as payment for them to stay in jail, I'm forcing the county to spend $2 or $3 or $4 incarcerating them.
Well,
so there's this multiplier. Yeah.
I dispute your plan based on that number, though. So when you're looking at a jail, there's a lot of overhead costs as far as bricks and mortar and employees and electricity and water and all those things that go in. But the numbers don't change much per inmate. So if you've got if a jail can hold 100 inmates and you have 90 inmates in the jail or 92 inmates, your numbers don't change dramatically because, you know, what do you got? You got three crappy meals a day, so, you know, at $2
a piece. Yeah, apparently the meals are really bad there, too.
At $2 a piece for these meals, it's $6, and then, you know, you throw in a dollar or two for electricity and water for them, you know, to take showers and you know, maybe turn the lights on in a particular cell. But they don't the numbers of the average cost per inmate don't actually count for an additional inmate, if you know what I mean.
That is correct, and I understand what you're saying. And, of course, I would counter with, well, for the two people they're putting in jail for chalk, that's two rapists, two murderers, two child molesters they can't put in jail because Brian and Ademo are taking up those beds. So, yes, in the short term, they probably –
the floor space in this case.
You know, I mean, yes, I understand the floor space, and but ultimately the real issue is, you know, of course, the public defender would definitely be a cost, and you want to try and cost the county as much money as possible.
Yep.
And because ultimately when you play the game, I mean, you never want to fight a guerrilla war on your enemy's terms. If you see the enemy has a set of rules and that you're going to lose by playing those rules, you don't want to play the game. You want to change the rules, change the mindset. In this particular case, I said the best way to get them to drop the charges is say, we're not pleading, we want a trial, we want a public defender, we will file motions to sever the defendants, so we need two separate trials with two separate public defenders. We will file every motion to drag this court proceeding out as long as possible.
But TJ, I'm sorry to interrupt, but so I get the idea that they might drop the charges if it seems like this is too much of a hassle. But on the other hand, you did also say that you believe that under the statute that they've been charged with, which is criminal mischief, again, we're talking about chalking in front of the police station,
yes,
that under that statute, you and I, we took a look at it today, you said they'd get a conviction. So, I mean, you know, it seems like you're of two mindsets.
Well, the thing is, I said, of course, you know, okay, if you do, I mean, just because it's illegal to sit at the white lunch counter, people still sat at the white lunch counter and would get arrested and they would be convicted and then they'd get out of jail and go out and sit at the white lunch counter again.
Mm-hmm.
And so the question comes is, this is a giant urination match, for lack of a better word, and who has drunk more water? Who is going to last longer in this? And I think that the Johnson County DA, the reason they're punishing Brian and Demo is they don't want more people out there chalking. So they're trying to send a strong message.
Well, apparently,
that if you chalk in front of our police station.
Yeah, and apparently there's actually going to be more chalking going on as these guys head towards their pretrial hearing in December. There's a plan for some children to go out front and do some hopscotch chalking, and then adults will then play hopscotch while open carrying weapons. So things could get very, very interesting here. This is Free Talk Live. Stand by, TJ.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science. Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
It's time to kick some ash because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Of course, you can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. Also, if you get online, you need to protect yourself, and ProXPN can help you with that. It's a virtual private network. They encrypt your online data before it gets to your internet service provider, which means that your ISP will no longer know where you're going and what you're doing on the internet. And that means they can't sell that information, give it away to the government, or mine it for data, because they don't have it. They're still your ISP. They're still passing your data along. It's just encrypted, so they don't know what you're up to. Whether you're on Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, Linux, they can help you over at ProXPN. Just go to ProXPN.com and then use code FTL50. That's like FTL, like Free Talk Live, and 50 as in 50% off of the regular monthly price for the lifetime of an annual account. It's a pretty good discount, and it can actually makes it cheaper per month than a good cup of coffee. So that's a great level of protection for not a very high price. Plus, they've integrated Nonkly.com to mask your emails if you get their premium account, and they've got more servers than ever before, meaning greater speed and security. And I think most importantly, ProXPN keeps no logs of your activities whatsoever. So use the internet the way it was supposed to be used. Go to ProXPN.com now and use code FTL50 to take back the privacy that is your right. Unfortunately, during the last segment, we lost Brian Sumner from CopBlock. He is, I guess, on the road. He's got to drive somewhere and has to be there within a certain time frame. So he had to go. That's unfortunate because I really wanted to ask him what his motivation was for bailing out of jail. I'm going to presume it was the standard motivation for bailing out of jail, and that is that it's relatively uncomfortable to be in jail, and I think at least three of us know that. TJ, you've been in behind bars briefly, yes?
Yes, I have, for money laundering, the Class B felony, and I was staring down 5 to 15 years in state prison, and they offered me a deal, and I said, no, I'm not pleading guilty to for sticking my money in a slot machine, so I want my trial, and I'll be sitting here as long as necessary. So,
but it's uncomfortable to be in jail, and I don't know if Brian has been to jail before. I got the impression this was his first time, but I'm not really clear on that. It seems like, you know, go ahead.
Yeah, okay, yeah. He said his big issue is once they started to try and, like, they will try and squeeze you. If you're an activist and you go to jail and they see that you're not going to bond out, they're going to try and do stuff to mess with your head. It's not about physically punishing. It's about the mental torture they can inflict on you. And so Brian was put into a cell that was supposed to be for two people, but it had three people, and he was having to sleep next to the toilet. And he said he was really bothered by watching another guy go pee in the middle of the night and having to, like, lay his head by the toilet. And that's what, you know, kind of weirded him out.
Okay.
And I said, well, I can understand that. And, you know, if this, you know, for this strategy to work, you really have to be, like, hard as nails and be like, no, the more they try and punish me, the more angry I get and the more I'm not going to let them punish me. I mean, obviously what they were doing was working, because if it wasn't working, they wouldn't care. So the fact that they were trying to punish him shows that they were not liking what he was doing, which is like, you know, how dare you try and stay in jail? We want you to bond out and give us our money.
Right. Apparently, and somebody tried to bail Ademo out, and he refused to leave. He stayed in his cell, and...
Well, Ademo's a hard-ass.
A smart-ass?
Ademo is a hard-ass.
Okay.
Hard-ass.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so he... Yeah, he's like, he's tough as nails, and so, I mean, he'll stay in jail for 90 days just out of spite, that's how he is.
He's got that level of commitment, no doubt about it, which is why I was surprised when Brian contacted me today saying he was going to bail Ademo out and that he'd just gotten off the phone with him, and I said, please don't do that. I just talked with Ademo last night. And it sounds to me like he's, you know, he's researching the jail from the inside. He's learning about the jail's policies of allegedly not even allowing books, which is a clear violation of just sort of common decency.
That is correct. The written policy states they do allow magazines directly from the publisher. They do allow regular letters, but they do not allow books.
So you've actually seen the policy. Okay.
Correct.
Gotcha.
And I don't know if it's constitutional or not, but I can tell you what the written policy is.
So there's that that's going on, and then there's also the allegations of the overcrowded conditions of people having to sleep on the floor when, you know, they're putting, apparently they've got two-man cells where three men are in those cells. He also says that they are giving him a very strange rubber pencil, as he described it, that basically barely even writes when he's trying to write things. So he feels like he can't even write a motion to the court. He felt like if he wrote something with this pencil that it wouldn't be accepted because it would just be too light, you could barely even read it. So that's very strange. Well, he has no access to a law library, which jails are supposed to allow you access to a law library, and so he says he either doesn't have access to it or there is not a law library in this jail. So I mean, I feel like Ademo should not bail out at this point, especially considering your plan with, you know, maybe kind of sweating out the state to see who blinks first. And then in addition, we've got Prison Legal News on the outside. They're going to send books to the jail this week under Ademo's name. And if those books don't get through, that likely will mean Prison Legal News will sue the pants off this jail and they win every single lawsuit that they file. So I feel like there are a lot of good reasons to stay in jail, and I'm hoping that Ademo will contact me first or you, TJ, to talk about this, because I don't know if he's feeling like maybe Brian's kind of talking him into to getting out, but it seems like that would be a bad idea.
Well, it would be, because here's the problem. I mean, it's kind of like, what is the least bad option? And if he bails out, at the very minimum, you're giving $2,000 interest-free loan to the city for 90 days while your trial's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you use a bail bondsman, you lose 10% of that, giving $100 to the bail bondsman.
Yeah, and you never get that back.
At the end of the day, Yeah. The bail bondsman, the prosecutor, and the public defender and the judge all go out for drinks and play golf together and celebrate this harmony of being able to tax the citizens. So even if they lose, they still win because they get to keep all this money from bail and from getting interest-free loans from having bond posted. And so the worst thing you can do to the city is sit in jail costing them money to incarcerate you.
Plus, you're not on bail if you're in the jail, whereas now Brian's on bail conditions, which means he can't violate anything else. If he goes out and chalks again, he's going to get arrested again, and then they'll revoke his bail at that point.
Let me ask you this, though, TJ. What we pointed out was the most expensive part of this is the for the city, the town, or whatever it is the cost of the public defender. Well, you can get a public defender whether you're in jail or not. You can, as a matter of fact, you can work your public defender harder from outside than you can from inside because you can visit offices and these sorts of things. So, I mean, isn't it – I'm just trying to punch holes in your theory here. And
generally – and the other thing is generally defendants who are in custody, they get priority over defendants not in custody. So the speedy trial motions are actually, you know, the judges will generally grant a speedy trial motion much more readily if you're still in custody. And that's not a hard and fast rule. But that's the other thing is I said they said, how do we get this to go away as quickly as possible? And I said, well, the fastest way to get it to go away is to sit in their jail, occupying their jail cells.
It's going to be more likely they're going to have the trial sooner rather than later, because if they get found guilty, they'll get time served, and then it'll all be over with likely at that point. Whereas if he bails out now, then they could start filing motions to continue this thing and keep him on bail conditions for several more months. Because when you get out on bail conditions, you're locked down. You can't do – I mean, if he's getting arrested for chalking, he's going to have to tiptoe on glass here to see if he cannot get arrested for other BS nonsense by the cops everywhere.
Oh, yes. And, you know, this is one of those things where I think the statute is unconstitutional. I think it's very silly as written, but chalking statute in – Mahoney versus Doe, it was a D.C. decision, they said, as long as the government doesn't discriminate against speech, if they ban all chalkings, pro-government, anti-government, happy, sad, as long as they ban all chalking, that is constitutional. So as an example, the White House not chalk in front of the White House in Washington, D.C., because they don't allow any chalkings regardless of what the message is.
Right. Where thanks the for the call. Thank you for the legal expertise. Okay. Yeah. Your call's kind of breaking up. I'm going to let you enjoy your Hawaiian vacation for today. Okay. Thanks for taking your time out tonight. And we'll continue the discussion here, though, because there's a few more aspects of this that I think are important to point out. We got Bo Davis still with us here as well, and he's actually been on tour with Ademo in the past. So you've got some experience with this. 855-450-FREE, that's our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
You can control your health care with Liberty HealthShare.
Liberty HealthShare is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty HealthShare.
Together, we're changing health care for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
Paid Monetary Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Of course, you can join us right here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. It's Skype username lrn.fm. You've got Ian and Mark in the studio tonight. Bo Davis joining us on our third microphone, the editor of Derek Jay's Victimless Crime Spree and the 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire. Two great documentaries. Also, you went on the Liberty on Tour back in the day with Pete and Deimos.
How long has that been? 3 or 4 years?
About 4 years now. Almost 5, yeah, actually.
That sounds right. And this was sort of similar to Cop Block's tour that's going on right now. Cop Block's Mac Tour, the Mobile Accountability for Cops Tour. Actually, the Mac Tour has been put on pause while Ademo is currently sitting in jail for chalking the Noblesville, Indiana Police Department. And so, you know, you've had some experience with driving around with Ademo Freeman and him being arrested and, you know, that whole situation, right, Bo?
Yeah, and I was actually one of the people that chalked the Manchester Police Department when the Chalking Eight were arrested. I was one of the lucky ones who went unscathed.
So you didn't get arrested for that, then?
No, I did have a camera taken out of my hands, but I...
Did you get it back?
Eventually, yeah, several days later.
So there is a war on chalk going on, and it's not just here in New Hampshire. It's all around the country. People who are expressing themselves in front of police stations and, you know, government buildings and elsewhere, even in parks in some cases, are being arrested. They're being threatened by police, intimidated. And I was really glad to see that Ademo was, you know, going to kind of try to call their bluff. And maybe they're not bluffing. Maybe they really do intend to put him in jail for 6 months for chalking. And even if that's the case, if they do intend to convict him and sentence him to the maximum, which I believe is a 6-month sentence on a Class B misdemeanor in Indiana, which is what he's facing, then, you know, you might as well get the sentence done now in advance of the trial rather than being on bail conditions for a year and then having to sit in jail for the entire sentence.
Well, I got
to
say that this is a poker game that Ademo can't exactly win.
You can never win.
Right. The question is, how badly do you lose?
That's correct. That's always the question when it comes to dealing with government bureaucrats, whether it's the police or the code enforcement department or whoever it is.
Whether it's for activism or whether just totally on the defense.
Yeah, or they don't like your business. They don't like the fact that you've got a sign out front. It doesn't meet the sign regulations or whatever nonsense. They come at people for all kinds of crap. And so, you know, you're either a pushover and you pay up into the system, do what they say, or you stick to your guns and you advocate for freedom and you're willing to accept the consequences that are coming. And clearly Ademo is willing to accept the consequences. He chalked in the first place and then chalked again. So he was arrested for the first chalking, charged with that, and then chalked again before he went and turned himself in. So they've got another, they could charge him a second time, in theory, if the first one works out on that. So, you know, they of course hold a lot of the cards in this particular poker game.
Yeah.
And again, yeah,
they are the house,
right? So any amount of win is really just a reduction in the amount of damage that they're going to do. And I was concerned when his traveling partner Brian Sumner contacted me today saying Ademo was going to bail out, given that he is getting paid to be in jail, which is pretty sweet. I mean, you know, all things considered, it could be a lot worse. You could just be in jail and not get paid to be in jail. So that's pretty pretty nice.
Because an activist is paying him basically $20
a day
to sit there. Not great pay or anything like that, but it's better than, like I said, this is just about how little you lose, not about how much you win.
So, you know, if he's getting $20 a day right now to sit this off and then ultimately goes to trial and gets found guilty, gets time served and gets let out, then he doesn't have bail conditions over his head and he walks out of jail with however many, you know, the trial's not set till January. So, you know, we got 3 months out there, however many, he said $3,000 or whatever was what TJ said he'd end up having in his pocket if he sat out. Sat this in jail the entire time. So that's better than bailing out now, paying money to a bail bondsman that you'll never get back, then being out on bail conditions, which means they could arrest you again for anything they want at any moment, then revoke your bail at that point, and then keep you in jail until trial, and then you wouldn't get the $20 a day. So, like, it makes the most sense to actually sit in jail, believe it or not, at this point, presuming they're going to ultimately get a guilty verdict on this, and if they drop the charges, you know, if they drop these charges and then let him out of jail, then he sat in jail on charges that were dropped, there might be an actionable case against the state in that case. So another concern that I had was Brian told me that he talked to an attorney who is ostensibly a private attorney who sort of moonlights as the public defender. So meaning that he has his own private practice, but he'll also take public defender jobs, sort of one-offs, if you will.
Sure.
He'll get a check cut to him from the state for being the public defender for certain people. And that this public defender guy was acting all excited about taking this case and claimed that, well, he believes that the case will be dropped quickly because the county is not a person and the police department is not a person. The way the statute reads is that, you know, to violate the criminal mischief statute in Indiana, you have to damage or deface the property of a person. And I thought, when I heard that, this lawyer is either incompetent or he's a liar. Because it seems like a well-settled matter of law that the definition, the legal definition of the word person, includes corporations. That is so well settled, I'm shocked that any attorney would claim otherwise. And so that's why I think that, I know it's ridiculous, right? Like, you think the word person, you mean people, human beings, these fleshy bags that are walking around.
Not in legal land.
But in legal land, person means corporation. Person also means human beings, real natural persons. But there are unnatural persons in the crazy world of the law. And unnatural persons, or legal fictions, are things like corporations. And the state is a corporation. Cities, police departments, these are municipal corporations. And so the judge, if somebody files a motion to dismiss in this case for Ademo and says, well, I think, judge, you need to dismiss in this case because clearly there's no person who had their rights violated. You know, that makes sense to all of us who are regular human beings who don't see corporations as people. But the state's crazy legal system does. And so the judge will likely return that and say, motion dismissed or motion denied. You are, you know, the state is a person by the legal statutes.
I would guess that that's the case, too.
So, you know, it sounds like this attorney would love to have Brian and Ademo hire him.
Yeah, well,
to take this job. Certainly he would love that. And then he would also like, probably not as much, but still would like them to take him on as their public defender because they'll get paid from the state in order to do that job. So this attorney, if they take him on, is going to get paid whether they pay him directly or get paid through the taxpayers. And maybe he would be able to get the charges dropped because, as was referenced earlier, Noblesville, Indiana is not a big place. I don't know what the population is, but it's a suburb, basically, of Indianapolis, from what I understand. It's not a big place. The prosecutor probably knows all of the active defendant defense attorneys in the town. The judges, the prosecutors, the defense attorneys, they all know one another. And so even if they do drop the charges, that attorney's going to come out ahead. That bail bondsman is going to come out ahead. And as was pointed out, the city, Noblesville, had the bail money that they got to sit on and collect interest on in their bank account for that period of time.
There's not much interest in bank accounts these days, and it's likely that a bail bank account actually doesn't get interest. I think that's that argument, you know, in the same way the landlord can't, I don't believe the landlord can put a put your deposit in an interest-bearing account.
Well, there's no guarantee they're going to drop the charges, and certainly if they don't drop the charges, then that's good for the state, too, if they get their conviction. But I really feel like hiring this attorney is also a bad idea. Taking advice from public defenders is generally a bad idea, in my opinion. I don't think they have the right incentives to give legal advice properly, especially to somebody like an Ademo Freeman, the founder of CopBlock, who's going to come at a case from a different perspective. Your typical client wants to reduce the amount of time in jail. The typical client wants to get out of jail as quickly as possible.
And not just jail, but the whole process altogether.
Right,
they,
get out
they
of court.
Want them to just write some magical letter to the district attorney and make it all go away.
Yeah, and, you know? And you know, maybe they can, because if it is a good old boys network, this is the conspiracy theory about attorneys, right? The conspiracy theory is if you hire this private attorney, that they will drop the case because you've hired one of them. You've hired one of the court officers, because private attorneys swear an allegiance to the state to some extent to be court officers. They have to follow a certain set of rules. And that, you know, if that private attorney has a golf game with the prosecutor that week and says, hey, you know, there's Ademo Freeman and Brian, they hired me and, you know, they're paying me good money. How about you just go ahead and drop the case and, you know, I'll get you something nice for Christmas or whatever.
Can't do it, Frank. Oh, come on, Jim. Please. I'll tell you what. I'll give the wife something nice, too. And, you know, it just goes back and forth. And this is what people imagine. And who knows?
I mean, it's not unbelievable that that could happen. And, of course, the conspiracy is that, you know, the attorneys have this sort of unwritten agreement between one another. And if you don't hire the attorney, then they throw the book at you.
And it's just by the nature of the institution, too. I mean, like, this can be replicated across all other legal situations across the country.
Our toll-free number, if you want to join us here, 855-453. Well, so we'll see what happens here. I'm hoping that Ademo doesn't take the bail immediately and at least talks to some of us before he listens to this public defender. It's Free Talk Live. Hour number two is on the way. The new fourth edition of Healing Our World, The Compassion of Libertarianism, will take your understanding of liberty to a deeper level and has over 1,300 updated references, new cartoons, and a foreword by Dr. Ron Paul. With discounts for multiple book purchases, the new Healing Our World is a great gift this Christmas for the liberals, pragmatists, environmentalists, and Christians in your life who think libertarianism is cold-hearted. Get yours today at healing.freetalklive.com and use promo code FTL for a $5 discount.
You can control your health care with Liberty HealthShare.
Liberty HealthShare is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty HealthShare.
Together, we're changing health care for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps
helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.